North Korea is a threat that has a number of elements. One is classical, a non-proliferation threat. One is regional, what is the balance of power in Northeast Asia. And one is kind of fundamental to the United States. What's the role of America and China, the two most important countries in the world? Trump is finding out in North Korea what his predecessors found, that there's no easy way here. There's no easy way out. You can talk about a military solution to bad behavior, and that can be done. But I think what he's finding is that it's going to be at too great a cost. You can talk about diplomacy and making a deal with the Chinese, and he's finding that perhaps the Chinese are not quite as malleable or as helpful as he thought. So he's finding out that all the things that have been tried in North Korea, whether they're efforts to try to preserve a non-proliferation scheme in the NPT, whether they're efforts to try to figure out whether there'll be peace in Northeast Asia, or whether you can have a condominium, a way of working with the Chinese. He's finding out that all of those things are difficult and that they're going to go on for a long time at great threat to everyone in the world. There is the possibility of short-term action. It is not likely. What is likely is that there will be a period in which the Trump administration has to reassess whether it wants to work alone, whether it wants to work with allies, and whether it can, as it hates to think, accept the notion of managing a nuclear North Korea rather than preventing a nuclear North Korea.